passed down. Not everyone has daughters, and not everyone is a mom or a grandma, but everyone had a mom, and whether you knew her or not, everyone had a grandmother. A legacy has been passed down to you. It may be a good legacy, or it may be not so good of one. Regardless, you have been impacted by the legacy, and you are now passing it along to those around you, whether it's family or friends. The younger generation learns from how the older generation reacts to all that life brings them. We are teaching by example. Today we will take a look at one girl's journey of the example that her grandmother set in motion, a godly legacy, and how she wanted to pass it on to those who follow behind her. Her grandmother not only set a godly example, but had a special physical reminder in the form of a heart-shaped candy dish, which reminded her to be an example of love passed down.
My goodness, looks like I got my work cut out for me here.
Hi, Grandma.
Well, hi, Marissa. Have a seat. Do you need something to drink?
Yeah, some apple juice would be fine.
Well, I got some yesterday. I'll get you a glass. Well, looks like you're doing a good job on that puzzle. I think you're getting pretty fast at it, too.
It's not that hard anymore. I could do it with my eyes closed.
Well, it'd take me a lot longer to get that done than you.
It would not. You could do it way faster than I could.
Ah, Marissa, you can't believe how as you get older, it just takes you longer to do things than it used to.
Like if we race?
Huh. Especially if we raced. I'd be glad just not to fall over. But I'm even slower when it comes to things that require me to think. We just keep slowing down as we get older.
Oh, that's why Dad gets mad at old people when he drives. They're just driving too slow, right?
Well, maybe. But your dad needs to be careful who he gets mad at. He's going to be old someday, too. Anyway, good job on the puzzle. Can't wait to see it when you get done.
Hey, Grandma, can I have one of these candies in the candy dish?
Sure, just one. We're going to have supper pretty soon.
Ah, Grandma, this candy dish is empty. Could you fill it up with some more of those candies?
Yes, I can. And you know, I never want that dish to get empty.
Why is that?
Well, because my grandma gave me this dish. Do you see what shape it is?
It's a heart.
That's right, it's a heart. And you know, my grandma told me when I was just about your age that I should never let this heart get empty. You know, it's kind of like a grandma's heart. A grandma's heart is always full, and it has infinite love to give. So this little candy dish, it just kind of reminds me that when the hard times come, no one can take away the love and the joy that's in your heart. And so I like to keep it filled with good candy. And it also reminds me to keep my heart filled with the love and joy that our Savior gives us.
Well, we don't want your candy dish to be empty now, do we? So you better fill it up with candy so you remember that your heart is always full.
Well, I guess that's the one thing that doesn't get slower. And you know what? I think you're absolutely right on that, Marissa. You know, as everything else slows down for me physically and mentally, yet my love for my God and my family and my friends, it just grows deeper and deeper. It kind of reminds me of that verse in, I think it's 2 Corinthians 4, 4:16 that says that we're not supposed to lose heart. Though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day.
Well, I guess that's one thing that doesn't get slower for you, Grandma. Your love for me.
You're absolutely right. And with you around, Marissa, My heart is always full.
Grandma, can I have this heart candy just someday?
I'll make sure that you get it, Marissa. But one thing I want you to remember, you know, as you use this dish and as you fill it with candy, you want to remember to keep your heart full of the love that our God has promised us. Okay?
Okay, I will.
And so the love passed down begins. The little girl grew up to be a young lady of God. Grandma advanced in years, and one day Grandma went home to be with the Lord. Grandma was true to her word. Right before she died, she gave the candy heart dish to her granddaughter, telling her that she needed to remember that God can fill our hearts with love for him and for all those around. Her granddaughter remembered those words and kept the candy dish full as a reminder to fill her heart with godly things. But some days, that's not so easy. This young girl got married, and she was excited to put what she had learned into action that her grandmother taught her. The Lord blessed her with three girls. She wasn't sure she was equipped for this responsibility, but God always gives us what we can handle, and especially what we need to draw closer to him. God wants us to rely on him. Can having children draw us closer to the Lord? Or is it just a time of distraction in our lives? Can a mom of children consistently show this love passed down? Well, let's take a look at her morning in a house with three small girls.
Really? Oh, this looks so good. Oh. You gotta be kidding me. Oh, that's right. I got up at 2 and ate those. That's right. You know, that's a good puzzle holder. Oh, I put this in here. Oh, puzzle. Apple juice from last night. The girls can have that. Oh, what shall we have for breakfast?
No, don't tell her! No!
Mom!
What?
Mom!
What?
Shannon took my doll and won't give it back.
Shannon, go get the doll.
Well, she's tired right now, so she's taking a nap.
Dolls don't need naps, Shannon.
Well, she's not feeling very well right now.
Mommy, she won't give it to me.
Shannon, look at me. Look at me. You go get that doll right now.
Okay.
Oh, Becky, I forgot about you. Come on, honey. I need to get you some breakfast. Come on. Sit down. Let me get your bib.
Nana, me want nana.
Yeah, we got to put a bib on first. You want a banana? I'll get you. Just Sarah, whatever your name is. What are you doing?
I'm making breakfast for me and my baby.
Oh, whatever. Fine.
Shannon, give me my baby. Shannon.
Sarah, be nice
Shannon,
to your sister.
Mommy, she won't give it.
Shannon, You give your sister her doll right now.
Dolly dead! Dolly dead! I told you she's not feeling well, but if she takes a nap, she'll be okay again.
It's okay. Shannon! It's gonna be fine.
What did you do to my baby?
It's okay. Don't
get
not dramatic.
It's fine. It's okay. It's fine. Shannon, you did it on purpose! Oh. Ah!
Your head, right?
Dolly dead, Dolly dead, Dolly dead.
Becky, Becky is not funny.
Sarah, I can't get your name right. Sarah. Shannon, what do you say to your sister?
Thank you.
No, no, no. What do you say to your sister for breaking the doll?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
No, you're not. You did it on purpose.
Sarah, she said she was sorry, and that ends it. She's done. Mm-hmm. She's gonna be punished.
What?
Yes, you are.
No!
Sarah, you sit there, and if you have one word of I'm talking on the phone, you are going to get disciplined somehow. I'll think of it.
Hey, hi. How are you? I'm just great. The kids? Fabulous. You're just wonderful. It's so nice to see
I'm
you.
I'm sorry.
You're not sorry.
You're being nasty.
Don't
push me.
You know what? Girls! Stop! There will be no breakfast this morning. You will be going to your rooms shortly here. Oh, goodness. Where is your sister?
She's down the sidewalk.
She's on the sidewalk. I don't care.
I'm elephant.
I'm sorry. I'll make sure she doesn't get out anymore. Get back up here. You can't do that. Becky, out the dish. Oh my goodness. You can't take this dish out. Becky, you can't do that. That scares Mommy.
I got bug. It's a big one. Mom.
It's a big one.
Mom.
Sarah. You make one move, and you are going to get spanked by your father when he gets home. Sit down right now. Girl, Becky, don't take this candy dish. This is a very special candy dish.
I know, it's got really good candy in it.
Yes, it has good candy in it, but you know what? It's a very special candy dish because my grandmother gave it to me.
Oh.
I remember like it was yesterday, and I remember she said, do you know what shape it's in?
Yeah, it's a heart.
Yes, it is a heart. And it's supposed to remind me of God's love for me on dying on the cross for my sin. I mean, you know what? It's supposed to remind me also of my love for you girls.
Mommy, do you still love us?
Yes, I will always love you guys.
Even when we break Dolly's heads?
Yes.
Dolly dead!
Please stop. Yes, even when you break Dolly's heads. You know what? How about if we just start this morning over? What do you think? Becky didn't really choose a very good outfit today, so let's change her clothes and get her in some new clothes.
Yes, Mommy.
And we will have breakfast when you get back.
Yay!
You behave.
Yes, Mommy.
Come on, Becky.
Goodness. I hope they have something like this on eBay. Grandma, I'm trying. You've promised me so much, Lord, and I know your word is sufficient and true. Help me to be the selfless vessel I need so they can grow up to love and obey you someday.
Love passed down doesn't look the same from day to day. Sometimes it might be discipline because of disobedience. It might be a hug because of a skinned knee. It might be sacrifice of not doing something that you really want to do for the benefit of those in your family. It might be keeping your mouth quiet to keep the peace. It might be speaking up to defend the weak. Whatever the action, love has to be the reason. And its origin has to come from the heart. Love has to be the main ingredient in our motivation for doing what we do. Matthew 5:18 says, "But the things that proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and those defile the man." Things that fill the heart is what's going to come out of the mouth. A heart has to be filled with God's word. When you raise children, there are days that seem so special and fun, and other days it's an accomplishment if you can get through the day without losing them at the mall or if no bleeding is involved. But during all those days, time moves on. The girls grew up. They are all teenagers now, which added a whole new time to trust in the Lord. The love Mom had for her girls hadn't changed, but it sure got more difficult at times. These years make you wonder if they have heard anything that you've taught them. These years make you doubt that you've done anything right at all. These years test us and make us turn to the Lord and fully trust Him. They can be the best of times, but they can be the hardest of times too. These years test the heart. And in this whole process, God is molding mom and children into who He wants them to be. It is a special time where the heart has to rely on God for each comment, each action, and faith in what God has said in His word is true.
Shouldn't have restaurants on the way. Oh man, I get slower and slower. Oh, I've worked 12 years to get this baby fat off. Oh man, just can't seem to get it off. Oh, at least the girls aren't up yet. Shannon, Sarah, Becky, it's time to get up, time for school. Oh, I gotta see what they want for breakfast. I'm not sure. Hey, Shannon.
Do you want to build a snowman?
No, I don't.
Good morning, Mom.
Sit down. Hello.
Hey, I was hoping you could pack me a lunch today. I have a really big test, and I normally eat lunch in the cafeteria and then I go to my class. But my test is in that class, and I wanted to.
You want anything special?
Maybe just a sandwich and, like, 3 pickles, because I've heard pickles help your brain work really well.
You know what? Get as many as you want.
Oh, okay.
You know what? Becky, Sarah, come on. Is Becky up yet?
She is, but she doesn't move as quickly as I do.
Now, remember what we talked about. Some people are morning people, and some people are not morning people. You got to let them have time to wake up in the morning. So don't shower her with words, okay? Just let her wake up. Morning, Becky.
Good morning, Becky.
Shannon,
Listen, what did I just tell you?
Oh, I'm just telling my sister who I love so much. Good morning. Whoa. Did you brush your teeth yet?
Ugh.
Oh, my goodness. That can make an elephant faint. Ugh.
Sarah, come, girls, eat your breakfast. Something besides pickles, and I gotta get Sarah.
Okay, so breakfast is like the most important of the day, and that's why I must eat it, because I have a really big test today, and it's actually the most important test of the semester. And, well, anyway, it's in anatomy, and oh my goodness, last week we were studying the anatomy of a frog, and it was so cool to see all of its like organs and everything. And although it was kind of gross, my lab partner Sean, he took his little knife and he like stuck it in, and stuff went all over the place. It was really gross. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you trying to eat?
Yeah.
Sorry, am I talking too much?
Yes.
Sorry.
Time. Let's go. Let's get to eating.
Not hungry.
Sometimes we have to do things that we don't feel like doing.
Oh, yeah. That reminds me, one time I had to do something that I didn't want to do, and I did it anyway. And then, oh, my goodness. Now?
Becky.
Now you start laughing? Sarah, what is your problem?
You're my problem. What's your problem?
Girls. We need to be nice to each other, even if we aren't all morning people. Oh, there's the bus. Becky, Shannon, come on.
Oh.
Got your lunches.
Okay.
Ready. Let's go. Becky, get your hat on.
Love you, Mom. Come on, Becky.
She's coming. Tell the bus to wait for her. Okay. Don't have any boyfriends. Don't even establish any boyfriends. Don't talk to any boys. In fact, just talk to girls. In fact, we're going to do a girls' school next year, I think. Sarah, get in your car. You're going to be late. Let's go.
I don't care if I'm late.
Sarah, what's with this attitude lately? I mean, it just seems like if you want to be successful at anything and you're getting at that age, you need to start disciplining your life.
Oh, here we go again.
Sarah, it's true. I mean, if you're going to be good at anything, you're going to have to work at it. I mean, if you were interviewing for a job right now, I wouldn't hire you.
Well, who says I even want a job?
It's not just a job. It is also for school. You need to apply yourself at school.
Well, who cares if I go to school?
Sarah, this attitude has to stop. You know, I don't even think you're a believer. The way you're acting, I don't think you're a believer.
So now I'm not a believer because I don't want to go to school one day.
No, it's not that. It's just that you don't want to obey with anyone.
I'm sorry. Maybe I'm not a believer. Because I don't measure up to your precious standard.
Sarah.
I'm going to be late, remember?
I didn't handle that very well. Oh, Lord, I don't know what to do with her. I don't know what to say or what to do. I have no answers. I need your wisdom. I know you tell us in James 1, though, that if you lack wisdom, he'll give it to you generously, and he gives it to you without reproach. I'm thankful for that. I just don't feel very wise right now. Lord, you know what my heart wants. You know I want her to be saved, but you know what? I want to do what you want. I don't want to do what I want. I want you to mold both of us.
Love passed down, even when at times it seems like nobody wants it. Distractions, trials, frustrations, disappointments, heartaches. Sometimes you wonder if you were just not cut out for this. Did God make a mistake? Is this punishment for something I did a long time ago? Questions, doubt, worry, discouragement, failure. It's times like these when you can stare at that candy dish, knowing full well what it represents to you personally, to remember to keep your heart full of God's love forever for others. Yet it seems like it's just not there. It's times like these that can either make you draw closer to the Lord or drift further away because of your disappointment. Why is this happening? What is God doing? But these are the times where the heart needs to focus on the promises he has given us as believers. Psalm 84:11 says, "For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord gives grace and glory. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly." God is a sun and shield, and he gives us the grace that we need. And if we are walking with obedience, he does not refuse the good things that we need in our lives to please him. The good thing may not be the good thing that we think we need. It may be something totally different than what we would choose. It's those times that we need to trust him, that he knows what he is doing for our good and for his glory. The girls graduated from high school, and all three eventually got married and had children. Shannon and Becky grew in their relationship with the Lord and wanted to develop homes that would be pleasing to God. But Sarah's rebellion continued. She had moved away with her husband and kids, and with the exception of calling once in a while, never saw the family. It was especially hard for Mom, especially around the holidays, but she knew that no matter how much she prayed for Sarah, salvation was in God's hands. Mom, even though sad at times, had peace in her heart, and she knew that was from God. The candy dish reminded her that no matter what was happening in her life now, her heart needed to be pleasing to the Lord. Luke 6:45 says, "The good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth what is good, and the evil man, out of the evil treasure, brings forth what is evil. For his mouth speaks from that which fills his heart." Another reminder that her heart had to be right if peace were to come. Well, it's Christmas time, and Shannon and Becky are coming with their families to Mom's house to spend the day together making cookies. Life goes on. We accept that God has things in control, and that he does show mercy on whom he shows mercy. Mom's heart is always praying for Sarah, but wants to continue to be an example of godliness to her other two children.
Becky, I'm in the kitchen when you're ready. Looks like those cookies are just about done.
Levi, quit bugging your sister. Let her have a turn. I swear that boy is going to mother her to death.
Well, he just loves his brother and sister. He's just protecting them.
I suppose. It's just such a trying time. Ezra's not sleeping again.
Oh, well, you know, I remember those days, and that's why you have children when you're young.
I don't know how Abraham and Sarah did it.
I don't either.
Hi, Mom. Merry Christmas.
Nice to see you. Nice hat.
Ooh.
Thanks.
Hey, Shannon.
Hi, Becky.
I brought the sprinkles.
Wait, where are the kids? I need my hugs.
Oh, you know, I left them home alone, drinking Red Bull, watching TV by themselves.
Okay, that's fine. Wait, what?
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. They're actually doing some last-minute Christmas shopping with Sean, which is code for we don't know what to get Mommy.
Well, I'm pretty sure that Matt hasn't purchased anything for me yet either. He's a last-minute kind of guy.
I wouldn't be complaining about your husbands. They're pretty good guys, and they treat me really well, so that's good in my book.
Well, I suppose we'll keep them.
At least until we find a better one.
Shannon Lynn, stop it.
I'm kidding. Hey, what can we help with?
Well, I got one more batch to do, and it just needs 2.5 cups of flour,
So make sure you put it in here first, because I want the flour not to be clumpy or anything. And measure it out nicely and mix it in. But when you're done mixing it in, I want to check the thickness before I put it on the pan.
The thickness.
Okay. Can't get the thickness wrong.
Get this apron on.
The thickness.
Whoa. Whoa. Save some for the cookie dough.
That's kind of cool.
Shannon Lynn, if your kids were here, you would be mad at them for doing that. They would just get mad at that. Stop. You're starting to act like them.
Of course I wouldn't let them do this, but that's why I'm doing it now.
Oh. Stop.
Hey, ladies, I just swept the floor. If you can't do this, Mom, in a good way, you're going to get disciplined.
Oh, yeah.
Now listen, put it down. Okay. I mean, you guys shouldn't be doing stuff like
that. Why?
Hey.
Respect your elders.
No. You taught me to submit to my husband, and you, Missy, are not my husband.
You do not have to submit to your husband in this
Ma,
house.
So, Ma, what you got playing on your phone here?
The grandkids must have got a hold of my phone again.
What is that?
Ma, do you like to move it?
No,
move it?
I don't like to.
I like to move it. Move it.
No, I don't like to move it. You know, it is the cutest video. Take a look here.
Did you just do that,
Mom? No, don't do that.
Come on.
Mom, that's awful.
It's not awful. It was stylish in my day.
Let's go join her.
It's really neat. Whoop,
whoop.
Yeah.
Conga line. Whoop,
whoop. Sarah.
Oh.
Hey,
hi.
Sarah.
Oh. Sarah.
What are you doing here?
Sarah.
Hi, Becky.
Hi, sis. Hi.
Hi, Shannon.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
I don't ever remember cookie making being this exuberant.
It's Mom's fault.
Oh, I doubt that.
No, it is. She has turned into a wild woman.
Becky! Stop.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Sarah, come here.
I'm so glad to see you.
Sit down.
We'll clear it.
Yeah. The girls just got out of hand here earlier.
Oh. Yes.
Well, are
out of
hand. Oh, sorry, Mom.
What brings you home?
Well, you know, it's Christmas, and a lot's changed, Mom. I started a new part-time job, and I really like it. There's a gal there that reminds me a lot of you. That's a good thing.
Okay.
Anyway, she's really sweet, and she's really nice, and she invited me to church with her about a month ago, and I went. And everything the pastor said was stuff I had heard growing up here, only this time my eyes were opened, and I gave my heart to Christ.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
Mom. Mom.
Yes, honey?
I can't breathe.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so happy. Oh.
Sarah, that is so wonderful.
Praise the Lord. We're so glad to have you. Thanks. I just really wanted to be home for Christmas this year because it means a lot more.
Oh, it'll mean so much to me, too.
And to all of us.
Yeah. Hey, where are Nick and the boys?
Yeah.
Oh, I made them drive around the block until I called him.
What?
Why?
Well, the way I've acted in the past, I wasn't exactly sure how I'd be received.
Sarah, you're always welcome here.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks. I see you still have that candy dish.
Oh, yes. I've kept it full. My heart's been heavy at times, but there are days I'm extremely thankful, and man, this is one of them.
Oh, hello? Oh, great. We'll be right out.
That was Sean and the kids. They're here.
Oh, great.
Hey, Sarah, you need to call Nick and get him in
here.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have so much catching up to do.
You know what? Let's go get that.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
Great.
Let's go.
Lord, this is unexpected. I just remember today in my reading in Luke 11, it says, "So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" I didn't expect it to be answered today. Wow, it's way back there. Sarah's Salvation, June 12th, 2002. Answered. February 10th, 2015.
Wow. Sarah had come home, not only physically, but more importantly, spiritually. Mom's heart was full of thankfulness to the Lord. It had comforting peace before. It has rejoicing peace now. The Lord is truly always good. But as always, time marches on. Like all families, they had their ups and their downs. But when the Lord is first in the lives of your family, you can see that God is working for his good pleasure. Many years have passed now. And as she got older, the realization of 2 Corinthians 4:16 became dearer to Mom. "Therefore, we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day." She remembered her grandmother quoting that verse to her. She never really understood what it meant then. Now she understands exactly what it meant. Spiritually, Mom was growing closer to the Lord, but physically she was decaying. And finally, the day came when she went home to be with the Lord. The funeral was a good remembrance of Mom and a chance to tell others about her salvation in Christ. Many friends and extended family offered comfort that day. The day of the funeral was almost over, with the exception of one more thing that mom wanted the girls to do on the day of her funeral after everyone had left.
We have amazing friends.
I know. I can't believe how many made it from Mom's side of the family.
I couldn't either, and I didn't even know half of them.
Yeah. Girls, I'm going to get some tea.
I'll get the Kleenex. Thanks.
Thanks, Becky.
Looks like we all found our spots at the table.
Yeah.
Well, this is the last thing she wanted us to do. She wanted us to open it together.
What do you suppose is in it?
Maybe it's the bills from all the years of things I've broken.
Oh, I think it's the instructions for her cookie dough to get the thickness
just right.
Maybe Mom was secretly a millionaire and this is her millions.
No.
Okay, Sarah, let's open it.
All right. There's a note. Mom's handwriting. Shannon, you read it.
"My dear sweet daughters, if you are reading this, I am doing my awful dance in heaven. Mom's awful dance. It's pretty awful. I wanted to leave you all with a reminder of our great God we serve. I want each of you to have your own heart-shaped candy dish.
She found two to match.
To remind you to be the godly moms you need to be for your kids. I know I wasn't perfect, but I knew the Lord was with me. I prayed for you more than you will ever know. And I want this heart to remind you to do the same for your children. Sarah, you get the big dish. You are the oldest, and you have big boys with big appetites. You get the big heart for those big appetites and for all the future appetites yet to come. Your strength is your tender heart for those who need forgiveness. I am sure that it is because you are one who has experienced that. Continue to encourage those boys to be godly leaders, humble yet strong. Remember, God does the saving. Shannon, being my second child, you get the second biggest dish. Your life continues to be filled with activity, even though some of your children have moved out. Keep your spontaneous joy for life, and remember, not everyone is a morning person. Continue to direct your passion for life in training new young ones as you become a grandmother. And remember, God does the saving. Becky, you get the last dish. You always brought laughter into the house and could find something fun in any situation. Keep your love for life. Continue to develop that love for life into a godly joy and wisdom from the Lord. And remember, God does the saving. You girls were the apple of my eye, but the older I got, all I ever wanted for you is that you would love the Lord with all your heart and that you would want to please him continually. You live your life for the Lord, and I'm looking forward to seeing you when God decides your work here on earth is done. Love literally forever, Mom.
These are pretty special. And I need to remember why she gave them to us.
God fills our hearts with love for him and for those around us.
And we have to keep teaching our children.
My boys are going to love how huge this thing is.
You know what? We should go tell them about it and why Mom gave them to us.
It is such a great opportunity to teach God's love, the love that was passed down from Mom's grandma, mm-hmm. that we get to pass down to our grandchildren. Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Let's go. Sarah, are you coming?
I need a minute.
Okay.
Oh, Heavenly Father. Thank you for being a faithful God. And thank you for giving me a faithful mother. Even when it was tough, she clung to you. She did not grow weary in doing good. She was truly an example of love passed down. Thank you.
Love passed down. In the end, what matters is what's been done for the Lord. But even more so, do you know the Lord?
That's what this morning is all about. The heart is an amazing thing. It beats in our chest, and we don't even think about it. Without anything else in our body does not function without the heart working. But more importantly is our spiritual heart. And that's what this morning is about. You know, when we're born sinners. It's not a good thing. And it's verified in the Bible. It says in Romans 3:10, it says there's none that's righteous, not even one. And further down in that chapter, in verse 23, it says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Whether we like it or not, that's the Bible's analysis of us. And the problem is, if we thought we could do some good works to make that better, we would do it. But we have a holy God. And this holy God is righteous. And the one thing that is important is that he cannot look at sin. So we are in quite a state. Everyone here is a sinner. But what's amazing is Romans 5:8 is while we were yet sinners. Isn't that amazing? We didn't do anything. We weren't good. We weren't trying to do this and that. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And you think, why did God send his holy, perfect son to die for me to get saved? That just, I don't understand. Well, it says that in verse 620. It explains that in verse 623 is that for the wages of sin is death. The payment. We either going to have to pay it with our death, going to hell, or we're going to have to pay it through accepting Christ as our personal Savior. You know, it says in John 14:6 that I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. All these other religions out there, I'm sorry, ladies, it's false. There's only one way, and that's through Jesus Christ. Now, knowing that, are you saved? No. You have to come to a personal time where you understand that I can't get to heaven on my own. Going to my church, doing all the things, coming here, doing a silly skit, it's not going to get me to heaven. What it says in Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It has nothing to do with what we say. It has nothing to do with what we do. It has everything to do with the understanding is I can't get to heaven on my own. I need a Savior. And I accept your payment for my sins. I understand I can't do that on my own. It truly is that simple. All these good works we do are a result of the salvation that I have in my heart. It's thankfulness to the Lord. I can't earn anything. And we don't want any of you to leave early and leave here not knowing for sure if you're going to heaven or not. We ran a little long. Thank the nursery workers for going a little long. I'll close in prayer and we'll be done. Lord, thank you for this time together, these ladies that came out and sacrificed their morning so they could come hear your word. You know the hearts of everyone in here, Lord, and I just pray that you will soften them, that if the rapture occurred right now, we would all be gone. I just pray that you will provoke them to want to turn their life over to you. They will never regret it. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit in our life, and I just pray that you'll be with everyone the rest of the day. In your precious name, amen.